Good morning, Symphony, and welcome to our morning devotionals. Today's passage is Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. Again, he began to teach beside the sea, and a very large crowd gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land, and he was teaching them many things in parables, and in his teachings he said to them, "Listen, behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and immediately it sprang up, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. And other seeds fell into good soil and produced grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. And he said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. And he said to them, "To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God. But for those outside, everything is in parables, so that they may indeed see but not perceive, and may indeed hear, but not understand, lest they should turn and be forgiven." Amen. By this point in Jesus' ministry, he had quite the reputation. Crowds would gather wherever he went, and they just continued to grow to the point where he had to speak from a boat pushed away ways off the shore to preach. What a great opportunity, right? Jesus can finally share clearly that the kingdom of God is at hand and that he is the Messiah they have been waiting for. But instead, Jesus does something odd. He starts sharing a parable. In fact, we see throughout the Gospels that this is one of his primary ways of teaching. In a spiritual sense, parables are more like a puzzle rather than an easy sermon illustration. So it's a bit strange that Jesus is taking this great opportunity to be confusing. Now, in modern times, whenever we don't understand something, all it takes is a quick Google search or a verbal, "Hey Siri," to find the answers. Even with questions of faith, there are countless commentaries, books, and resources out there for us to quickly reference and find the answers to. But this crowd didn't have that. They listened to Jesus and was likely perplexed and confused, scratching their heads as they headed home. Even Jesus' own disciples asked him about the meaning of the parable. We'll get more into that in tomorrow's devotional, since Jesus actually explains this particular parable of the sower in the latter verses. But for now, let's chew on verses 11 to 12. And he said to them, "To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God. But for those outside, everything is in parables, so that they may indeed see but not perceive, and may indeed hear but not understand, lest they should turn and be forgiven." Weird, right? If I was Jesus and the disciples told me that what I shared was confusing, I'd be like, "Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. Shoot, I guess that wasn't the clearest message after all, huh? I hope no one misunderstood me." But instead, Jesus replies mysteriously by essentially saying that he speaks in parables so that they would not understand. Huh? Why would Jesus share something so that others won't get it? Isn't he supposed to reveal himself as a Messiah and the Son of God? The answer is yes and no. Parables are concealed revelations. Again, parables are concealed revelations. Jesus was not using parables because he wanted to blind the people, but he used them because they were already blind. Even if he shared the truth plainly, would they have accepted him? Likely not. Someone once explained parables to me like a doorway. His followers heard him from the doorway. If they did not care for it, they just stood outside the door or walked away. If they were interested, they could enter the doorway and think and contemplate about the deeper meaning behind the parable. And the true key to unlocking the parable is the spiritual truth behind it. It's easy to interpret the parable whichever way you'd like without even touching upon the spiritual meaning. I think a lot of us, when we read this passage, it's pretty familiar to most people, especially if you grew up in the church. But think about this crowd. Perhaps the crowd took it literally, thinking that they needed to be more diligent in where to sow their physical seeds to reap the greatest harvest. But Jesus, he knew exactly what he was doing. He didn't want people to fully understand him yet. He knew that the kind of Messiah they were expecting was a strong, powerful king who would overthrow the Roman Empire to re-establish Israel. Yet Jesus knew that the kind of Messiah he was the opposite of their expectations. We see time and time again throughout the Gospels where when someone begins to realize that Jesus is the Son of God, he mysteriously tells them to strictly keep it to themselves and to not tell anyone around them. In fact, it isn't until the soldier next to Jesus on the cross says, "Surely this man was the Son of God," where they truly realize what Jesus had done and who he was. Again, a parable is a concealed revelation. It is not meant to be concealed forever. Rather, verse 11 says that we have been given the secret of the kingdom of God. And thankfully, Jesus explains this particular parable. But for the many others in the Bible, the Holy Spirit can illuminate it and bring greater revelations of the personhood and divinity of Jesus. And we now have the keys to unlock these parables with spiritual truths. I think a very practical application is reading through passages of the Bible without any supplementary resource like a devotional or commentary. Likely, you will find things you do not understand. At least, I do all the time. The question is this: what is our response at the doorway? We can all hear the word of God from the doorway, but are we interested enough to walk through it? Do we nod our heads and walk away? Or are we compelled to wrestle, seek, and search through the scriptures? On one hand, there are certain passages of the Bible that I have heard several sermons and devotionals on. It's easy to think, oh, I already know the meaning of this, so let me just skim through this section, or to half-heartedly hear it. Or sometimes when my parents would nag at me about certain things that they've told me over and over again, my response is, "I know, I know." I realize I do this more often than I'd like to admit with God and His Word. On the other hand, although I have a seminary degree, I recognize that there's so much to learn, sift through, and meditate on day and night. There are so many passages that I don't understand or are so confusing to me still. And to be honest, I don't like wrestling with those things because, well, it's confusing. It's easier to read through the familiar passages to bring encouragement than to read through the difficult ones. I simultaneously feel like I know nothing and everything. But the Word of God is strange, beautiful, mysterious, and compelling. It is our livelihood and our daily bread. So let's pray through that together. God, I thank you for your word this morning. And I pray that we would be a people who listen at the doorway and choose to walk through it. Sometimes chewing on scripture can be gritty and tough, but we trust that as we meditate on it day and night and grow in our yearning and desire for it, that you will bring revelations of yourself to us. So we thank you, God. We love you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.